Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, our family, and loyal listeners worldwide.
Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner with tips galore. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find this show to be a terrific teacher. Great authors like Ted Ciuba and Bernie Siegel. Awesome leaders that soar like an eagle. Beverly Nadler with Hands to Your Health. Home business opportunities to increase your wealth. Fun impersonations and improvisations add to the show's Transfundmation. Broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is open, or else you can call. Your comments are welcome. We appreciate them all.
Want to change your life? Change your approach. Hire Joyce Barry to be your life coach.
And folks, have this show be your coach every single day. We offer you incredible information and perspective to make a difference in your life and the lives around you that you touch. So today, we want you to spice up your life. Absolutely. Wait till you hear the many ways you can do that. Yes, folks, there are many ways to add more spice to your life. One way is with food. Join health guru Beverly Nadler as she tells you how to add more spice and better health to your life using different spices and herbs. Your host and master success coach, Joyce Barry, will share a variety of other ways to spice up your life. Get renewed vim, vigor, and vitality. So without further ado, we'll start with the health guru as she tells you how to spice up your life via the food. Go ahead, health guru, close friend, amazing coach, Beverly Nadler.
Thank you, and I'm really looking forward to this because I'm excited about what you're going to share, the many other ways to spice up your life. But we are going to begin with food because that's one of the favorite things in this world. And it is actually quite simple to spice up your life and make yourself a lot healthier with some of these wonderful herbs and spices. And there's some difference between herbs and spices, but it's very subtle. And mostly people don't think in that terms. They'll just use the term herb or spice. The main difference is that it depends on whether the plant comes from the tropical climates, Those are where you find most of your spices. Your herbal plants can be grown in many climates. And most of what we call herbs come from the green parts of a plant, like the stem and the leaves. Most spices come from the root, seeds, bark, or flowers of a plant. Cinnamon, for instance, is a spice made from the bark of the cinnamon tree. Ginger also is a spice made from roots. And then cumin and nutmeg are made from seeds. Some of the most interesting things, facts about herbs and spices, is that they repel germs, literally. The negative, we live in a sea of microbes. That we have more microbial cells than we actually have human cells. And it seems that the microbial cells, the negative ones, the ones we call germs, are repelled by herbs. So literally, the germs in the body starve to death when we have a lot of herbs and spices in our body. When our bloodstream is filled with those kind of nutrients, we are literally starving the negative, the things we don't want. Another fascinating fact about herbs is that they're so powerful that thousands of years ago, surgeons actually used them to anesthetize their patients for up to 6 hours under surgery, for 6 hours without side effects, just by giving them herbal teas. So that's, we don't do that now, but that was a remarkable fact about how powerful they are. There is a Dr. Chang, and he's quite an amazing person. His grandfather was the personal physician to one of the empresses in China, and his grandmother was a master physician in China. And he has a book called The Complete System of Self-Healing, and he calls herbs and spices the forgotten foods. And he says that they have many properties that modern science has yet to discover. He considers food, including organic food, to be weak, but he considers herbs and spices to be extremely powerful. And so I happen to enjoy adding many of them to soups and stews and salads, and I'm delighted that I'm doing that, because not only does the food taste better, but I am helping myself to better health.
When you said it starts off the negative, what, germs? That was a major surprise.
Yeah. excuse me. Could you just repeat? Did you ask me a question, or you just made it?
No, I asked you a question. You said herbs and spices starve off negative things such as germs. I said that surprised me.
Yeah, well, it surprised me too. That's why I study all these things, so I can learn new facts and then share them. Yeah, I did not realize that we were actually starving when I say the negative microbes. You know, we've talked about probiotics on this show and how important the microbes, the good microbes are. But the bad ones, you know, that's fungus what we call germs and bacteria and virus and so on. And we literally starve them to death with herbs and spices. So having read that, I even add more herbs and spices to my foods. And what I want to do is just share some of the main things about many of the most popular herbs and spices. Okay.
Go for it, girl. Go for it.
Hey. Okay, so there's basil. It can be used on skin infections and insect bites. By the way, many times people will use spices, of course, in cooking, drinking as a tea, lots and lots of herbal teas. And also they can use it as a compress. So when I'm talking about skin infections, you can actually make a compress of some of these things. It's high in vitamin A, C, phosphorus, and calcium. I use it in soups, and I use it in stews, and I use it when I'm in salads. I spray some basil on it. If you have cramps, nausea, indigestion, even constipation, basil helps to relieve the problem. And there's basil tea can also soothe a headache. These are things that, you know, basil is not as commonly known for all of these characteristics and things, but actually this is some of the wonderful things that that one herb can do. Then we have bay leaf, and bay leaf compresses also can use relieve pain, and especially in a sprained joint, the compresses can relieve arthritic pain. If they're applied to the chest, they can even relieve a congestive cough and an upset stomach. And here's another, especially in soups and stews, bay leaf is wonderful in your food. Black pepper has been used as a preventative medicine for many diseases, which I did not know. East Indians take a mixture of black pepper and honey every morning for a preventative for many common illnesses. And it's known to decrease the formation of intestinal gas. It's also known to assist with asthma, in other words, help people who have asthma or coughs or fevers or indigestion. Even obesity, they claim, can be helped with this. And, of course, I think this is something we're very familiar with in food. I sprinkle black pepper pretty much on my salads. I mean, in the reasonably good amounts. I really like the taste. It adds definite spicy taste, but it has all these wonderful medicinal values. An Indian spice called cardamom is used and valued for the fact that it has a warming effect on the body. You can actually use it as a treatment for indigestion, colic, and gas. You can make a tea from it. You can also use it with ginger. You can sprinkle some vanilla extract on it. And it's very, very good, nice tea. As you go into any Whole Foods or Trader Joe or any of these stores, I prefer organic teas, but you'll find a lot of these teas contain these herbs. And they are, you can make in the summertime, you can make them the iced tea, but teas are a very effective way to be using some of these herbs and spices. Cilantro, which is also used in food. I use it in, when I'm making soup, I'll use tons of different herbs and spices and just toss them in along with the vegetables. Cilantro actually helps to remove toxins from the body. People make cilantro pesto, and they put it over their favorite pasta. And they're going to use it also as a compress for arthritic pain and joint pain. It's also a digestive aid, so a tea containing cilantro is good for settling the stomach. My favorite of all spices is cinnamon. And the most remarkable thing to me about cinnamon is that it has been shown in research time and time again that it reduces the problems for diabetes. Diabetes. People with diabetes who are taking cinnamon, even one teaspoon a day, will find that they will have better control over their sugar. It's absolutely wonderful for sugar metabolism, for normalizing glucose in the body. And, of course, it tastes wonderful. I mean, I use it every day. A drink that I make, a health drink with protein and fruits, and put in cinnamon, and I also use it in puddings, and sometimes I'll just mix it in juice because I think the taste is absolutely delightful.
I love cinnamon. That's my favorite of all of them. I use it in
toast. It's amazing that it also reduces tooth decay. It also reduces cholesterol. It is antimicrobial, which means that it fights against the microbes. It's also good for menstrual cramps. It relieves congestion of colds, and it's also a digestive aid. And as I said, one of the simplest things to add to your life, to spice up your life, with cinnamon. cayenne is another very, very good spice. I use it in, especially in Italian food, when I'm making sauces or anything like that. Cayenne promotes circulation. It's also good to reduce the pain of arthritis. People use it internally also for menstrual pain, cayenne pepper. And I remember reading some research reports that cayenne pepper given to somebody when they seem to be having a stroke or a heart attack can actually bring them out of it. I just tell you, I read that by an herbalist, and I thought it was a remarkable piece of information, which I hope to never have to use, by the way. Cloves is something also that you can add to many different foods. What's wonderful about it, and probably well known, is that it's good for dental pain. You can apply the oil of clove to your gums when you have a toothache, but it also helps with digestive problems. It helps settle hiccups. You make it into a tea, and it's quite delicious. Add some cinnamon to it. Add some honey. It's really, really delicious. We come to ginger. Ginger is a known anti-inflammatory. It tastes good. Ginger, I have a new respect for gingerbread and anything that you use that you make with ginger. Again, desserts can be used that. They also sell crystallized ginger, but it has a lot of sugar on it. My recommendation and the way that I've taken it is I will soak the ginger in pure water, and eat it, because ginger is really another wonderful thing. And you can steep it as a tea for nausea or colds or bronchitis. It also helps to promote circulation and to boost immunity. Nutmeg is wonderful also for digestion. Helps with diarrhea or vomiting. A small pea size amount taken over a long period of time, according to one of the herbalist books that I read, helps chronic nervous disorders and heart problems. Nutmeg, amazing. Add it to your food. Oregano. This is a great cure for bad breath, which is not something I ever thought about. With oregano, I just love it on pizza. I love it in sauces. I put it on my salads, but I didn't know some of the things. You can use it as a mouthwash for an inflammation of the mouth. It helps to relieve headaches. It's also good to actually use on insect bites. And as a tea, it helps the coughs and colds and to relieve that. And it's also very, very antibacterial. In fact, they sell something called oil of oregano, which people that I know, in fact, a nurse that I met recently was talking about the wonders of natural healing. She's a medical nurse, and she said when her daughter had a severe cold, instead of giving her daughter antibiotics, which is the norm if you're in the medical profession, she was giving her oil of oregano. So I think that's, and I don't mean the essential oil of oregano. I mean the oregano that is sold as a food supplement. Then we have paprika, which is a wonderful source of vitamin C, and it promotes circulation, helps with menstrual cramping. It actually contains a lot of vitamin A. So paprika is good for eye health. And, of course, this chicken, fish, any meat, anything, paprika just spices it up. And we have parsley. And this is one of the most nutritious herbs we have. It helps to detoxify the body. It's also a wonderful diuretic. So with people who have edema, and a lot of people do have that, you know, where their water collects in their ankles or the lower legs, parsley is a wonderful diuretic. It's also an anti-inflammatory. It helps with urinary tract infections, indigestion, and something quite amazing, it inhibits tumor growth. So use it in soups, use it in stews, use it on meat dishes. Sometimes we, you know, we'll have little parsley. You people use it as decoration on a salad or on a dish. But I would suggest that you eat the parsley. And we have rosemary. And rosemary reduces anxiety and depression. It's also a pain reliever for headaches and arthritis. It promotes good digestion and circulation. I use it a lot on fish dishes, on chicken, sauces, soups. And it's also a good mouthwash and a gargle for sore throat. And it is used externally to promote hair growth and scalp health. And it's also very good for circulation. So these are things, some of the medicinal reasons I'm telling you, because, as I said, they not only taste good, make your food more interesting, but they have a profound, profound effect on your health. And there's sage, and that can be used for acne externally, also used internally, throat infections, gum infections. It's also another one that just settles in digestion and gas. Now, you'll notice a lot of these herbs have an effect on indigestion. The digestive process is so important, because if we're not digesting our food, we are not actually utilizing and absorbing the nutrients in our food. And basically, you know, you've heard you are what you eat. Also, you are what you think. But right now we're talking about what you eat, and the importance of having good digestion cannot be overstressed, because many people are using antacids and different types of digestive aids that are medicinal, and they all, not some, they all have a negative effect on the body. So these herbs are wonderful, and a lot of natural digestive aids contain enzymes and they contain herbs. So consider that you can free yourself from digestive problems with a lot of good herbs and spices in your food. Then we have thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, and it also is very good, again, for digestion. It also, if people have a poor appetite, mostly people I know have an abundance of appetite, but if you've got a poor appetite, thyme is very good for stimulating that. And it helps with a hangover and with stomach cramps. It also is known to help with bronchitis and colds. And as a externally, you can actually use it as an antifungal or on any kind of skin disorder. You can make a tincture of it, or of course you can buy a tincture of it, or you can just make a tea or buy a tea that's already made with thyme. Then we have turmeric, and turmeric lately has been getting so much publicity. There are over 4,000 studies that they've confirmed the most important part of the turmeric is what's called curcumin, C-U-R-C-U-M-I-N. That is a compound that's contained within turmeric herb. And the turmeric, they have over 4,000 studies that have shown that these are wonderful inflammation fighters. And if you may be familiar with the fact that one of the major causes of pain and illness and just about anything you can think of that's detrimental is inflammation. So you can actually prevent inflammation or you can stop inflammation. But because most people, except for in India, they use a lot of it, but in the Western world, we haven't been using a lot of it. They have made it into actual tablets and capsules because it's so powerful. It's also very good for glucose to keep your blood sugar normal. And they say that it is wonderful for banishing dark moods. So if you're feeling down, some turmeric is going to help that. And it will also another one that stops the gas, indigestion, stomach upsets, and so on. So these are just a few of the things. I've only mentioned basically, you think, a few herbs and spices. There are many, many, many more. These are some that are the most common ones that we are familiar with. That we never thought of vanilla as a spice, but it actually is. And one of the, aside from the fact that it's wonderful in desserts, it cuts nicotine withdrawal symptoms. So if somebody is trying to free themselves from smoking, vanilla really helps with that. But you have to really be careful when you're buying vanilla that you want not vanilla flavoring, which could be made from, I'm going to say from anything. Synthetic flavorings are totally different than natural. You want to make sure you get vanilla extract. So
The vanilla extract, why did you say that's important versus the vanilla? I wouldn't have thought.
Well, vanilla extract is pure vanilla. Vanilla flavoring is made from very, I can't tell you exactly what, but I know that a lot of flavorings, the synthetics of all the flavorings that are there, if they're not natural, can be made from anything. Any chemicals, they can make from insect parts, they can make from some things that we would definitely not want to consume. And especially with, because vanilla is used so much in so many different things, you know, I mean, we bake with it, we put it into custards, into puddings. You really need to be sure that you're getting the extract and you're not getting the synthetic version, which would be called vanilla flavoring.
Yeah, I wouldn't have had a clue about that. I wouldn't even have noticed it.
Well, when you buy vanilla, you just look and see what it says. It's either going to say extract or it's going to say flavoring. That's it.
Yes,
this,
but I wouldn't have made note of it.
The world we live in today is one in which we actually have to become educated as to our foods, because we are consuming thousands upon thousands of chemicals, and most of them are now coming from our food. There's a lot, of course, in the environment, but we are taking far too many chemicals in our food because people are eating a lot of prepared food, processed foods, and, of course, if, when we're talking about fresh foods, I always say organic, so that you can avoid the hundreds of pesticides that are used on them. That's not the subject today, the pesticides and that problem, but the fact is, I do want to mention the importance of reading labels. We need to become educated consumers.
I was thinking of vanilla ice cream, which is one of my two favorite flavors, chocolate being the other one, but I really never noticed that there's a difference. I know vanilla light means less sugar, less calories. I don't think anything says vanilla extract. What would it say on the ice creams?
I don't know, because I do not, I don't buy regular ice cream. The only kind of ice cream that I get is made from coconut milk. So that's an interesting thing. I will have to look, Joyce. I actually don't know. On other things, it will say, it might say vanillin, V-A-L-L-I-N, which is a synthetic form. But I was thinking more in terms of when people are actually buying it for their own use, that you want, you can always find that on the, you know, wherever you, the herb and spice shelves contains vanilla, and it will also contain vanilla that's synthetic, which will say vanilla flavor.
Vanilla flavor would be one, yes.
Yeah, so that means it's not an extract. It's
okay.
Not the extract, it's the flavor. And it, whatever it contains, I couldn't tell you, because I once did some research on these things that they add to the spot, to different, you know, that's not natural, the vanilla, the different flavors, almond flavorings, mint flavorings, and all these. And I was shocked at the things that they're allowed to use that taste like food. I mean, it's amazing what the chemical companies can do, but it's not good for us. So that was my point, you know. I just want to mention two more a couple of more things. I didn't mention chamomile because it's an herb, but it's definitely, we don't cook with it, but it's wonderful for the stomach. It's also wonderful for sleep, for wonderful for calming ourselves, along with the other ones that I did mention. And I did mention cayenne. Again, I'm just looking at some more charts that I have for the heart. And for the skin, chamomile is very good for your skin. You can actually put it on your skin, my chamomile tea, or take it internally. It's good for your skin, and also rosemary. I mentioned clove for your mouth, for your teeth, for your gums, and people, I think, are familiar with that. But also, clove, actually used in your food, actually is good for your brain.
Well, anything good for the brain is really very relevant in today's world. The brain is getting so stressed out. There's so many things that we fear, dementia, Alzheimer's. So what's good for the brain has to be a good thing and important information. Okay, is there anything else? Is there a message you want to give our people as regards to what you just shared?
Absolutely. Start today. Go to the spice and herb center or counter in your food store, preferably getting organic because they've, again, grown organically. And pick up some and start experimenting on your foods. You know, don't make big pots of things if you've never used any of these herbs before. Just put a little bit and see how you like it. I just add more and more as I realize, this is really good. And on salads, I just go to town with basil and thyme and rosemary and oregano and pepper, and it's delicious. And by the way, I didn't mention salt because most of us are using regular salt, which is not good, contains sugar, by the way, and other chemicals. But sea salt is actually healthy. And sea salt is not the kind of salt that is going to raise your blood pressure or cause you problems. So when you're getting salt, get rid of regular salt and use only sea salt. Comes from the sea, by the way. It really does.
Sea salt is really what I use for washing crystals. I soak it in water and sea salt. I never thought of ingesting it. I bought it solely for my crystals.
That's very interesting, yeah. That's a good thing to do, but it's meant for ingesting. It really is meant for ingesting.
And speaking of what's a good thing to do, what is a good thing to do unquestionably is to listen to our show every day. And you can get inspired by this original poem by Beverly Nadler as to why you
listen to
should.
Me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, Barrie, and friends.com. And on the homepage, upper left, my picture, and right under that, if you click follow, you will join the thousands of loyal followers that want to know about every show, every guest, every topic, and you will find that out via email. Another way to find out about all our shows is to friend me, Joyce Barry, on Facebook, Barrie, friend me on Twitter. All our shows are posted on Facebook and Twitter as well. We don't want you to miss any show because you cannot join us at 11 Eastern. We're a global show, so obviously everyone's in a different time zone. Joyce Barry and friends.com. On the upper right is a search bar. If you type in Beverly Nadler, all of Beverly's shows will come up. All you need to do is click on any one of them. It'll take you right to the show. You can download these shows as well. Also, in the search bar, another way to use it is put in the topic. If you put in spices, for example, this show will come up. If we did any others, that will come up. So you can go in there by the person you want to hear some more. Dr. Bernie Siegel, renowned surgeon and author, has countless shows. As our friend Ted Ciuba, countless shows, C-I-U-B-A. In the search bar, put in their names, they will come up, and you can put in topics, happiness, all of them will come up as well, Joyce Barry and friends.com. So, without further ado, I will share with you, Coach Joyce here, ways to add excitement to your life, to spice up your life, to recharge your mind, body, and soul with these ways to remove yourself from a rut. So these are some of my personal favorites. Take an evening class. The time is now. Call your local community center and sign up for a non-credit course. Take an acting class, any class that will inspire you, that is fun, that you will enjoy. My favorite, of course, is acting classes where you can participate in putting on shows. Get a makeover. Ask your hairdresser to try a new haircut, get a new look. So that is something that always spices up my life when I go to the hairdresser. And what about your makeup? You can book an appointment with a department store cosmetic specialist and leave looking like a new person, even if you're only buying a lip gloss. You know, recommended you buy something because usually those sessions are a minimum of a half hour, whether you do a whole makeover, do-over. Next is spend quality time with your friends. Go out for dinner and a movie. Splurge and go to a show. If you're a New Yorker, go to a Broadway show. Find a blast from the past. How do you do that? You check social media to reconnect with old friends. Stop wondering what happened to your best friend from primary school. Track him or her down on Facebook and find out. It could rekindle a great friendship. Clean out your wardrobe. Be focused. If you haven't worn that outfit in over a year, chances are that you won't use it now. Get rid of everything that no longer fits, that is no longer in style. Give them to charity. Volunteer. Give something back to the community by volunteering to help a charity. Deliver meals to the elderly with Meals on Wheels. Sign up as a volunteer in a hospital. I know from people that volunteer, they always feel that they're getting more than they give because it makes them feel so important. It makes them feel good. It makes them feel like they're really making a difference. Spice up your social life by spending a night at a karaoke bar or a theme park or line dancing with a group of friends and lighten your stomach muscles with all the laughing that you will do. Another one of my the whole list of things I highly endorse, but one of my favorites of the favorites is to go to a comedy club, go to an improv show, always guaranteed to make you laugh. When I go to improv shows, there's always one or two sketches that they ask for volunteers from the audience. Folks, I kid you not, when they say, do we have any volunteers for the next skit, while people are busy raising their hands, I just run up on the stage. So I'm right there with them, and it's a given they will include me. I don't want a chance getting called on. I want to be in the skit. That's one of my favorite things is improvisation. Next is trace your family history. Who knows what you may discover? Interesting skeletons in the closet or a famous long-lost ancestor. Local genealogical societies are a great resource, and a lot of information can be found online. So there's several websites that you can go to and get into your family history. Create a fragrant oasis indoors. Go on a shopping spree for scented candles, soaps, essential oils, and potpourri. The recommended website is healthyandorganic.net for the best in essential oils and products that are healthy and make you feel good. Highly recommend healthyandorganic.net. Not only do I get all my essential oils from them, but they have so many products that actually make me feel good, to massage yourself, creams, oils, and they have more of a variety than anything I've ever seen in any store, any website ever. healthyandorganic.net. If you're going to overdose, what you want to overdose on is fresh air. Head to the park. Plan a picnic with friends. You can also stay ideas and get physical. You can go bike riding. You can go swimming. You can play tennis. Absorb more culture. Art and history can be good soul food. Spend an afternoon at a gallery or museum catching the latest exhibition. Another one of my real favorites, buy a dog or a cat. Having a pet is having a new member of the family. So that's one of the ways I highly endorse to spice up your life and get it from a shelter. Save an animal. People have their preferences. I know many people with dogs. I know many people with cats. I know many people that have both. So that's one of my favorites. I always had a little Maltese puppy, 11 pounds. If I could put the pet on my lap, then it would be something I would have in the house. It has to be small enough for me to cradle like a baby. And to feel young again, go to movies like Bambi, The Little Mermaid. Recapture the wonder you felt watching them by spending an afternoon at a kids' movie. My personal favorite is The Wizard of Oz. I can't even count how many times I've seen it over and over and over again. And, of course, I love Toto. Sit around a campfire. It's fun to roast marshmallows and sing campfire favorites. The warmth of friends and flame will relax and mesmerize you. Old favorites at a campfire, how fun is that? Go to a bazaar or flea market. Buy something that you will enjoy, that you will appreciate. Plan the ultimate party. Choose a theme. Make it an evening with potluck foods where everyone contributes. Make it a literary occasion where everyone recommends their favorite book. Highly recommended is a fortune-telling night where you organize a psychic to come and give readings. That's also one of my favorites. We can even recommend the psychic for you to invite to come over, and that would be our friend Peter Marks, M-A-R-K-S. You can find him on Facebook and connect with him and have him give readings at a party. can never go wrong with that kind of a party because people are fascinated with it. And I've heard many, 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 many of Peter's readings, and everyone that gives a reading is truly mesmerized. And everyone says, wow, I never had a reading like that. So I'm very confident in telling you folks to call a Peter, book a reading. He is the best of the best of the best if you want a psychic. And his phone number to book him is 203-206-9353. He's given me many readings, family, friends. Never has he been off. It's totally amazing and fascinating. Next is to redecorate any room in your home. The only limit beside your budget is your imagination. So decide what ambience you want to create and then go for it. When you redecorate a room or your house, it's like a fresh start. You choose colors that are uplifting, that are fun. Next is get the team spirit. Want to have fun, make friends, and burn calories all at the same time? Then sign up for a team sport such as basketball, soccer, ice hockey. When you're in a team sport, you capture all of the above. The exercise, the friends, the camaraderie, the spirit of competition. Next, make your own greeting cards. I'm very creative, so anywhere that I can, even if it's a card that I purchase in the store, I always find a way to put my personal touch on it with labels that I buy for every occasion and my own creativity, ink, crayons, watercolors. The satisfaction is twofold. You enjoy surprising your friends and the recipient with such a personal statement. Save at the sales, tired of the frantic last-minute dash to find birthday presents. Banish the panic factor by buying gifts for friends and relatives well in advance. And I say that because when you see something and you think of that person and you buy it, you just put it in a gift drawer, and when it's the occasion, you have it instead of going crazy when it is their birthday or anniversary and you got to run out and take that last minute dash. So when you want to buy it, I also buy things without a particular person in mind because it's so special. I say sooner or later somebody's going to really appreciate this. So if it's that special, I buy it and I have a drawer for that. Buy a good book of jokes, riddles, or trivia. This is great to have at parties or when friends come over. I have tons of books like that. Be a dancer. Learn something new. It will do wonders for your waistline and your coordination. And finally, and of course there are many, many more, I just picked out some personal favorites, take a martial arts class. This will add to your confidence, self-assurance, and overall protection. So I just gave you some of my very, very favorite ways to spice up your life. You can add to this list as you think of what really makes you happy, where it is, and what it is that you have fun with. Beverly, did anything register for you that you say, hey, I'll try that?
I was stunned at all of these incredible things, and there are a lot of them that I do. Things that I do not do. Dancing is one of my favorites. I don't go dancing anymore, but if the music comes on, is good dancing, especially since I read that dancing is one of the best ways to ward off Alzheimer's. I love that. I've done a lot of these things, fortune-telling, I've gone flea markets. I just love what you said. These were marvelous things, and I'm thinking as you're saying them, I'm saying people would never, ever have a dull moment in their life if they started doing some of these things, going to museums. We go to the art shows and craft shows. Of course, I love to paint, so that would be one of my personal favorites. Comedy Club, Joyce, you had the best improv class ever. And I had the joy and pleasure when you lived in New York of attending it. It was phenomenal. You have a gift at that, and that was a marvelous thing. I've gone to karaoke bars and sang there. I don't do that anymore, but I used to. I love Broadway shows. Just so unbelievably expensive, but extraordinary. I mean, it's just something that stays with you forever. These were, I'm going to say, some of these wonderful, wonderful things. You have had makeovers, yeah, new looks, lots of these things. And I love them all. And as I'm listening to you, I'm saying, wow, this is not only great for spicing up your life, this is great for happiness, for joy, for just having a reset button in your whole life, just any one of these things. So thank you so much for sharing those.
And thank you for the plug for my improv classes. It was one of my two favorite things to teach in New York. I had about 25 seminar programs. I love teaching sales. But as regards to improv, oh, my goodness, the people in the class would not let me stop. Whenever the class ended, they said, Joyce, I want advanced improv, so I would create the next level up. And they'd say, I want advanced. Literally, I would go maybe six rounds. Improv number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Every time they graduated, they say, I'm not leaving. It's just so good, so good. And that is the truth. They just loved it. And I've had professionals where my classes are different. I teach from the inside out. And where also it's different, it's not just about teaching the art of. All my improv classes, there were six classes, a series of six. Session 5 and 6 would be with a live audience on a stage in a comedy club where they could invite whoever they wanted. So I would have two classes at the end where they were doing the improv live. So all the classes, it's not just getting a mental picture, but it's actually participating. So that was truly one of my favorites, and there was great appreciation for it. So when you heard Beverly's list about spices and things with health that would make you feel better, and mine about spicing up your life with actions to take, and you might even feel overwhelmed. So two things. Listen to the show again so you can catch all the notes. And I recommend you start small and think big.
Start small, think big. Start small, think big. Don't go zag when you should go zig. Stay on course. You'll reach your goal when it comes from your heart, when it comes from your soul. Now take that first step. You know what's best. Don't go east when you should go west. Keep on smiling. Don't you frown. Always stay up. Never get down. You are bright. You know what's right. For sure it's no mystery to stay in positivity. The choice is yours. Time to begin. You don't want to lose. You want to win. Don't be like the one who blew it. Be the one that knows to just do it. Whatever you do, whatever your approach, get support, a mentor, a role model, a great life coach. Get out your journal, get out your pen, put in deadlines and ask yourself, if not now, when?
So that is my advice. Start small and think big. And as a life coach, when I talk to people with advice and they say, oh, that's really good, I'll get to that someday. I wrote this one for all of you who actually believe there is a someday.
I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along.
I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday. I kept telling me it was someday. I kept telling you that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it. It would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when?
And that is the question. If not right now, when? So Beverly Madden, let me thank you for another great show with great information. And I have no doubt that you have a poem, a personal poem you'd like to share with our audience.
Yes, Joyce, I do. And I want to tell you that you were the inspiration for this. When we first started doing these shows, I was very, very serious. You know me to be a researcher, a writer, and I am very much involved with wanting to really teach and get people to really understand why the things that we talk about physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually are so important. And you said, stop being so serious. So I wrote this poem. So you think I'm too serious. Some people say I'm too serious. I've got no sense of humor, but that's just not true. It's a ridiculous rumor. I'm funny when I need to be. I often even laugh at me. I'm not much on telling jokes, it's true, but on the occasions when I do, I have people almost rolling on the floor, begging me to tell them more. My mission is sharing massive amounts of information, and in the midst of all this education, there is also plenty of motivation and hopefully a good deal of inspiration. Watch my videos and you will see my comedy fits in naturally with the message I am teaching, so I never seem to be preaching. Right now, my mind is searching for the bit that demonstrates my clever wit, but nothing is coming to me, my friend, so I will simply close with the end.
Oh, that was phenomenal. That was really, really clever. Oh, my goodness. I'm hysterical here. I had to tone it down, not to interrupt. That was really wonderful. And, folks, Beverly, know more about her. Go to Beverly Nadler, N-A-D-L-E-R, BeverlyNadler.com, her official website, and you'll find a wealth of information on that. My official website, JoyceBarry.com. So those are our official websites. If you want to check them out, you'll learn a lot more. Again, I want to thank you for another inspirational, motivational show. I always enjoy partnering up with you because if you're going to partner up, you only want the best of the best. So, folks, having said that, let me leave you with my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day. The very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day, it is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, we do want you to spice up your life every day. You can do that by singing along with us, dancing along with us, and laughing along with us. And how about starting right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mass? Thank you. God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.